Mota.
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名继续聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our service.
1947年的8月2日是安息日。
1947, August 2nd was the Sabbath day.
刚好嘉义教会在开灵恩会。
嘉义 Church was holding the spiritual convocation.
就去参加。
I went to attend.
聚完去祷告室祷告。
After the service, I went to the prayer room to pray.
被圣灵充满。
I was filled by the Holy Spirit.
向神许愿，我要当传道。
And I vowed to God that I will become a preacher.
然后我就去找来协助灵会的老传道。
And I sought the elder preacher who was helping out that time.
我要当传道。
I told him I want to become a preacher.
他不认识我。
He doesn't know me.
他说你信主多久了
？He asked, "How long have you been a believer?"
我说慕道一个月。
Said I've been to this church for a month.
受洗一个月。
I've been baptized for a whole month.
加起来两个月。
So added together 2 months.
他一直在笑。
He was laughing.
我不晓得他笑什么，这有什么好笑的
？I don't know what he was laughing about.
后来才想起，可能他笑我太天真了。
Later it occurred to me maybe I was too naive.
受洗一个月就想当传道。
After baptism for 1 month and I wanted to become a pastor.
后来这个事情经过年数久都忘记了。
And so this event, after many years, I'd already forgotten it.
那一阵子常常听传道说耶稣要来了。
And during that time, I often hear the pastor deliver on the pulpit that Jesus is coming soon.
感觉上好像很快就要来。
And it felt as if Lord Jesus was coming very soon.
那我如果重考再从高中念起。
And if I were to go back to start my study from high school.
再念大学。
And to go to college,
再去当兵,
and to go through the army training,
耶稣差不多已经来了。
And Jesus would have been here for sure.
那我读这些书做什么?
Then what's the point of my studying?
所以放弃不去重考。
So I relinquished my chance to study.
要等耶稣再临。
I wanted to wait for Jesus coming.
那不再念书就要找工作。
So if I don't study anymore, I have to look for a job.
刚好那时候日本人回去没有多久。
And at that time, the Japanese had just went back to Japan.
学校很多地方缺少这个教员，小学教员。
And many schools were lacking elementary school teachers.
政府就招募检定考试，就教员的检定考试。
So the government enlisted examinations for qualified teachers.
我就去政府填这个考试的报名表。
So I fill out the examination applications.
去填表时候，发现一个小组非常漂亮。
And it was there that I noticed a woman who was very pretty.
我很惊讶，怎么有这么漂亮的人
？And I was astounded. How could there be such a pretty person?
她也在那边填表。
And she too was filling out the form there.
到了这个八月的下旬就放榜。
By the second half of August, the test result came out.
我被录取。
I was selected.
八月底我就到这个小学，那个叫东树啊，就是我们那边的一个乡下的小学去报到。
By the end of August, I had been assigned to 东树 Elementary School.
我踏进办公厅，发现那个女孩子怎么坐在那边？
And when I stepped into the office, I noticed that exact girl was sitting there.
原来她也是考上那个教员检定。
And so it happened that she was also qualified.
后来知道她是本地人。
And I later found out that she was a local.
她的办公桌在我的对面。
And her desk was right in front of me, opposite of me.
我想地球怎么这样小
？And I thought to myself, the world truly is very small.
因为坐在对面，抬头就要看到她。
Because she's sitting right in front of my face, so if I just lift up my face, I could see her.
我就向耶稣祷告。
And I prayed to Lord Jesus.
说主耶稣我很喜欢这个女孩子，你把她赐给我。
I said, Lord Jesus, I really like this woman. Please, give her to me.
经过了三个月。
After 3 months,
我就写信给她。
I wrote a letter to her.
因为她跟我一样教二年级，是隔壁的班。
And because she also taught a second grader, just like me.
常常会碰面。
And our classes were next to each other. We often see each other.
我写的这个信呢，跟他相差信的时候，就交给他。
And I gave her the letter as we were passing by each other.
第二天
，second day，
就六十年前的今天
，which is 60 years ago
today,
December 1st, which is today,
他见到擦身过的时候,
when we were passing by, she gave me a piece of letter.
我写给她信书说, 我好喜欢你, 你可以让我喜欢吗?
I wrote to her, I really like you very much. Can you allow me to like you?
第二天她给我主调说, 我可以让你喜欢。
And her note was, I can allow you to like me.
简单几个字,
it was very short and brief.
我很宝贵,
but very precious.
我换了口袋, 常常拿出来看。
I put it in my pocket and I often bring it out to read it over.
看到这个纸条破破烂烂,
and until when this slip of paper is all run.
就要经过了三年,
so 3 years later, we got married.
后来听我一个亲戚讲,
later, I heard from my relative, who is a master teacher in a different school.
他说这个, 考试及格要派学校时候,
he said that when you qualify for the examination and are being sent,
他去政府看内定,
and he went to the assignment by the government,
我被派在他的学校,
I was originally assigned to his school.
但后来公文来了才晓得已经改变了,
but later, when he received the memo, he noticed there was a change.
我想这个大概是神的主意,
and so I think this is probably because of God's will.
我常常感觉神要选,
I feel that oftentimes when God is about to call a person to become a minister, he will at the same time select the spouse of the minister to complement each other.
因为做传道不容易,
being a minister is very difficult, but being a minister's wife also is very difficult. She often needs to pray for the minister.
她有需要在后面鼓励,
and she often needs to encourage him.
这个是非常重要,
it's very important.
所以我就觉得我的内人跟我认识应该是神的安排,
therefore I am deeply convinced that I got to know my wife because of God's arrangement.
后来, 我们结婚是1950年5月2日,
we got married in 1950, September 2nd.
我的家里只有我信主,
I was the only member in my family who believed in God.
那因为当时我的内人还没有到我们教会来受洗,
at that time my wife has not come to our church to be baptized yet.
所以当时教会规定不可以在会堂结婚,
so according to the church's regulation, we cannot get married in the chapel.
就在家里结婚,
we were married at home instead.
那不信主人在家里结婚, 通常是在厅堂, 就是有 换偶像地方在那边举行这个简单仪式。
In those days, if you are unbelievers, you would generally get married in the family room where there's an altar for idols.
那个偶像是从庙里借来放在那边的。
And you would borrow the idol from the temple and place it in your family room.
我对我父母说我不会拜偶像。
I told my parents I do not bow down to idols.
他说这个他可以了解。
And they said, I could understand that.
但仪式完了,
so after the ceremony, they were moving the idol back to the temple.
我的哥哥叫我说,
and my elder brother told me that you have to personally escort this idol back to the temple. I said, I cannot bow down to it.
他说你不必拜,
he said, you don't have to bow down to it. All you have to do is escort it.
偶像就别人抬走,
and other people will be lifting it while you just follow along.
你也不必到庙里面去,
you don't even have to step inside the temple. Just wait behind it. So I thought, this is probably okay.
我就糊里糊涂跟在后面,
so foolishly, I follow along.
被信徒发现了,
and I was discovered by members. And the members reported me to the minister.
某某的已经去拜偶像了,
he said, so-and-so has already believed in idols.
后来我被传道骂得很厉害,
and the pastor really read me the full riot.
他说, 你怎么可以拜偶像?
He said, how can you bow down to idols?
我说我没有拜偶像啊,
I said, I didn't do that.
我就送他回去在后面跟着, 我连庙都没有进去啊,
I merely escorted it back to its temple and I didn't even step inside.
你说没有拜偶像是一个妥协啦,
even though you haven't bow down to it, but you have compromised yourself.
信仰的让步是一个妥协啦,
if you compromise in your faith, you have done so already.
这个也不对了,
this is not right.
你要悔改祷告,
you need to repent and and pray.
然后传道帮我祷告。
And the minister prayed for me.
奇怪，一祷告没有圣灵。
And very strangely, when we were praying, my Holy Spirit disappeared.
我好不容易得到圣灵，这么宝贵圣灵突然没有了。
I worked so hard in order to receive the Holy Spirit, and now it's gone.
哦，我很着急。
I was very desperate.
我就开始哭。
I began to cry.
传道也陪我哭。
And the minister also cried along with me.
我觉得传道很有爱心。
And I felt the minister had great love.
我们两个都一直哭啊。
Because both of us were crying.
啊，然后我又得到圣灵。
And then I received the Holy Spirit again.
啊，主耶稣原谅我。
Lord Jesus, forgive my sin.
啊，然后我就继续啊去当这个教员。
I continue with my career as a teacher.
后来我的内脏开始胃痛。
Later, my wife suffered from a severe stomach.
她的胃痛很特别，白天不痛，晚上才痛。
Her stomach is very unique in that during daytime there was no pain, but at nighttime very, very painful.
她不是整夜的痛，而是一阵子痛一下好了，然后又来这样一阵一阵。
And her pain comes in waves.
我的岳父是当地的医生。
My father-in-law was a local doctor.
他看不出什么毛病。
And he cannot diagnose anything wrong with her.
后来不是晚上痛，连白天也痛。
Later on, it got so severe that she was both painful at daytime and nighttime.
那刚刚开始她晚上痛，白天不痛。
In the beginning, during daytime there was no pain, but pain at nighttime.
她白天可以睡觉。
So during daytime she could just sleep and rest.
哦，白天要去上班。
During daytime I go and work.
哦，这样经过了三天。
This went on for 3 days.
啊，我想我先倒下去。
And I felt like I was about to collapse.
因为他晚上没睡，我陪他没有睡啊。他白天睡着，我去上课啊。
Because at nighttime I would stay up and keep her company during daytime to work, so there was no moment of rest for me.
后来更严重，白天也痛。
Later on, it got so severe that she was painful both day and night.
有一天，我的岳母来看她的女儿。
One day, my mother-in-law came to see her daughter.
啊，她骂我。
And she rebuked me.
你有什么睁眼看她受苦
Why do you just watch her suffer like this?
你应该送她去长寿大医院去彻底检查到底什么病。
You should send her to a big hospital to find out exactly what's wrong with her.
你不要以为你年轻，太太死去再娶一个还有。
Don't think that you're young and your wife passed away, you can marry another person.
我只有一个女儿。
I only have one single daughter.
我这么老了，想生也不能生了。如果你又死掉了。
I'm so old, if my daughter passes away, even if I want to give birth to another one, it's impossible.
我那人他们那一家三代人才都一个女儿。
My wife's side, for 3 generations, there was only 1 daughter.
前两代只有生男，没有生女。
The previous 2 generations only gave birth to boys and no girls.
哦，那人他们这一代，他妈妈生3个女儿。
But for my wife's generation, her mother gave birth to 3 daughters.
但前面两个很小时候就死掉了。
But the previous 2 daughters died when they were very young.
生下我的那人养大。
And only my wife was raised to to adulthood.
所以他们都看这个书很宝贵的。
So they really regard her as very precious.
她骂几句就回去了。
After her rebuking, she went back.
哦，对了，我的那人说。
I told my wife.
她是读台南长荣中学女中，是基督教的学校，长老会的学校。
She studied in a Presbyterian church in Tainan.
她没有受洗。
She was not baptized.
但是星期天一定去长老会参加聚会。
But on Sunday, she would definitely go to Presbyterian Church for service.
后来毕业也继续去长老会聚会。
After her graduation, she continued her Sunday service.
我就告诉她。
I told her.
就算送你去带检查，也不一定检查出什么结果。
Even if I were to send you to the big hospital for examination, we would not necessarily find out what's wrong with you.
你是信耶稣，我也是信耶稣。
You believe in Jesus, so do I.
但我们教会跟你不同。
But my church is different from yours.
我们有好多神的奇事。
We have many miracles in our church.
我们有圣灵。
We have Holy Spirit.
啊，如果你要祷告
，If you want to pray,
我帮你祷告。
I will pray for you.
哦，他说他要祷告。
She says I will pray.
我就帮他祷告。
Prayed for her.
我被圣充满。
I was filled by the Holy Spirit.
我刚刚信说看到传道人帮着病人祷告时，我手放在病人头上。
When I first believed, I saw that when the ministers would be praying for the sick and lay hand on their head.
当地没有我们的教会。
In that place, there was no local church.
所以不能请传道，也不能请弟兄姐妹来帮助祷告。
So I could not ask the minister or brothers and sisters to pray for her.
我就好像传道这样，手按在头上祷告。
So I acted like a minister and I lay hand on my wife during the prayer.
一祷告，她身体开始震动。
And during the prayer, her body began to shake.
没有讲灵言。
Without speaking tongues.
但震动很大。
Her body was shaking very very strongly.
我又觉得有一阵冷风从她身上吹出去。
And I also felt a rush of cold air coming out of her.
我住在这个学校宿舍，这个玻璃窗都有响声，因为那个风吹出去了。
And because we were living in the schools. School dormitories. When the wind blows by, you can feel, you can sense the window vibrating.
我祷告完，我那里还在祷告。
And when I finished my prayer, my wife was still praying.
然后我对她说 Amen.
I told her Amen.
她跟我说 Amen 就停了。
And she also said Amen, and the prayer stopped.
她说她刚刚祷告时候身体震动，很喜乐。
She said that during the prayer, her body was moving, and she was in great joy.
但后来开始担忧。
But later she began to worry.
我问她你担忧什么？
What were you worrying about?
她现在这样动很快乐啊，但如果一直动，晚上动，明天动，一直动，不停怎么办？
She said, I'm very joyful when my body is moving like this, but if this shaking keep on going day and night, what am I to do?
那因为我告诉她说阿们，她跟你说阿们就停下来。
Because I told her to say Amen, and it stopped.
那天晚上她的病就不，这个胃就不再痛。
That very night, she no longer has stomach ache.
第二天也不痛。
And no stomach ache next day.
就这样得了医治。
Just like this, she was healed.
这个是我信主后体验的第一件神迹。
This is the very first miracle I experienced after believing God.
第二年，我的女儿生了，后来我的内人怀孕。Later,
my wife became pregnant.
5个月时候有胎动。And
the fetus moved the fifth month.
每次胎动时，我内人就说，现在要带动了。And
every time the fetus kicked, she said, "Oh, he's." The baby's moving. I would place my ear next to the womb and listen for the movement.
I said,
be good and don't be naughty.
那时候要准备当爸爸了，很高兴。
Because I was about to be a father, I was overly joyful.
出生的是一个女孩子。
And was a daughter.
我虽然喜欢男的，但是平安就好，感谢神。
And even though I prefer boys, but as long as the baby was healthy,
thank God. This
girl, after she was born for a full month, she came down with high fever.
不是高烧，但是就是一直烧，不会降下来。
Not very high fever, but just slightly above normal, and this fever never lowered.
我的义父还有当地两另外两个医生都看过了，看不出什么毛病。
My father-in-law, along with two other local doctors, examined her, but could not find out what's wrong with her.
我都跟我那人说，上一次你的胃病，祷告都医治。
I told my wife last time when you had stomach, we pray for you and you were healed.
这一次我们也要为这个孩子祷告。
This time we should also pray together for this daughter.
然后祷告声充满，就按手在我的孩子头上祷告。
And during the prayer, I was filled by the Holy Spirit, placed my hand on the head and prayed for
her.
After the prayer, I felt for her temperature and seems that it has lowered.
就拿体温计量一量，已经正常。
I took a temperature and took her temperature. She was normal.
就这样得了医治。
And she was healed just like this.
这个我体验的第二件神迹。
This is my second miracle I experienced.
再隔一年，我的女儿在我的内人再生了个女孩子。
The next year, my daughter gave birth to another daughter.
老二跟老大才差一岁。
The firstborn and secondborn only differ by 1 year.
这老二出生还没满月就发烧。
The second daughter came down with high fever even before the first month.
她的病跟老大一样，就是烧不会退。
Her symptom was very similar like the firstborn. Her fever did not subside.
医生看了，看不出什么毛病。
The doctors also cannot determine what's wrong with her.
我就跟那人说，我们再为她祷告。
I told my wife, let's pray for her again.
我也按照前两次的经验，按手在她头上祷告。
And just like two previous experiences, I lay hand on her during the prayer.
但没有功效。
But it was to no effect.
没有功效就看医生。
No effect, so I went sought the help of a doctor.
看医生也没有功效，就是祷告，这样啊，医生耶稣来来往往。
So we went to the doctor, came back and prayed, and kept going back and forth, but nothing helped.
后来我就想，可能神的意思不要我在那边教书。
So it occurred to me, maybe it was God's will that I don't continue my teaching at that place.
因为那边没有我们的教会。
Because there was no church of ours.
不能参加聚会。
And we cannot go to services.
有长老会，我不去。
And there is Presbyterian Church, but I refuse to go.
这个神主意认为我一直在那个地方，以后会失去信仰。
And maybe it was God's will that if I continue in that place, I will lose my faith.
所以我就跟我那人商量，是不是我们请政向政府申请调到 另外一个地方去。
I discussed with my wife that we should be reassigned to a different area.
啊，我那天同意，所以我就写信给当时的这个教育科的督学啊，督学。
My wife agreed, so I wrote a letter requesting reassignment to the educational board.
因为小学教员调动是教育科的督学啊决定的。
Because only the educational board could allow or disallow such a request.
我先祷告，然后写信就寄出去。
I pray first, then I wrote the letter of request and I mail it.
过了三天。
3 days later,
我就去拜访这位督学。
I went to visit this school board.
我在信里面写。
And during the letter I wrote,
我是真耶教信徒。
I'm a member of True Jesus Church.
这里没有我们的教会。
There is no church of ours at this place.
我不能参加聚会。
I cannot go to services.
心里不平安。
And I do not feel any peace.
教书没有精神。
I'm lacking any spirit in teaching.
会误人子弟。
This is going to harm the future of the children.
你要调我调有我们教会地方。
So you need to reassign me to places that has my church.
我可以每天聚会。
I can go to service every day.
心里充满喜乐。
And be filled with great joy in my heart.
教书有精神。
And I can be able to do my job properly.
学生的功一定会进步的。
And the students' academics will definitely be raised.
啊，过三天我去找那个督学。
Three days later, I went to visit the superintendent.
我是某某小学的教员。
I am the teacher of certain elementary school.
我写信给你们接到。
I wrote a letter to you. Have you received it?
他有啊。
He said yes.
然后他说你信耶稣。
He said you believe in Jesus.
我信孔子。
I believe in Confucius.
我不了解你信仰。
I don't understand your faith.
但我同情你的遭遇。
But I'm sympathetic.
因为我说我家里不平安。
Because there's no peace in your home.
所以准你做一个学期，调到你要去那个学校。
So I will approve you to be reassigned to the district you desire.
我想这个是祷告的功效。
I believe this is because of the effect of the prayer.
那时我的想法真的很天真。
In that time, in those days, I really had very naive thinking.
政府哪里管什么宗？你是什么宗教？
The government doesn't care about what kind of faith you have.
这个不能成为调动理由啊。
That should not be a proper reason for reassignment.
我的想法真的太天真了。
I truly was very innocent.
但神听我的祷告。
But God listened to my prayer.
所以我就调到湖尾，就是我受洗的地方。
And therefore, I was reassigned to Huwei, which is the very place I was baptized.
在那边教书。
And I was teaching there.
那我的内人跟两个女儿，就是在那就灵会受洗。
And my wife, along with the two daughters, were baptized in that time.
那到了这个湖尾以后
，Once we went to Hubei,
就请传道弟兄姐妹常常为我的孩子祷告。
I asked the minister and many brothers and sisters to often pray for my daughter.
但是祷告一直没有功效。
But the prayer had no effect whatsoever.
传道为按手也是没有功效。
Even after the minister lay hand on her, it was no effect.
这样前后发烧差不多有两年多。
This fever persisted for over 2 years.
因为一直发烧，所以她瘦瘦的皮包骨。
Because she went on having this fever, she was all skin and bones.
出生到那已经两年多了，还不会蹲，不会爬，不会站。不会走路。
She's been born for 2 years. She still cannot squat, sit, stand, or walk.
整天不是抱着，就是放在床上。
Every day, the whole day, she's either lying on the bed or somebody has to hold her.
放在这个床沿，不怕她滚下去，因为她没有力气翻身。
We would place her next to the edge of the bed and still not afraid that she's going to turn because she had no strength to do so.
她的脸瘦得好像猴子，所以有人说。丢高啊，就是猴子的病啊。
And so, she was so skinny. Her face was all wrinkly, like a monkey. And people made fun of her, saying that she's a monkey.
哭的声音好像要断气，这样没有力气。
Her cry sounded like a gasp of a last breath of air.
湖北那边有一个正儿科，是我那人的堂哥。
And in Hubei, there was a doctor who's a cousin of my wife.
小儿科啊，小儿科。
He's a pediatrician.
就去请他看病。
So we asked this doctor to see my daughter.
他说这个是夏季热，就夏天会发热，到了秋天天气凉就降下来。
He said this is kind of sickness that has the fever goes on in summertime, but during fall it will subside.
他已经烧两年多，秋天冬天都过去了，就是没有降下来啊。
But I told him. The fever has lasted for 2 years through all 4 seasons.
那医学上有没有夏季热这个病名我不知道，不过他就讲是夏季热。
And I don't know if there's a proper term in a medical term for this kind of symptom.
另外一个医生姓李啊，李这个李念科。
There was an internal medicine doctor, Dr. Lee.
他说这个叫心脏瓣膜症。
And he said this has to do with heart failure.
就是心脏的瓣膜不正常。
The valve inside her heart.
他这个有先天后天两种。
And there's a something you're born with it, or either you get it after you're born.
那你的女儿这个是先天的。
And your daughter is a congenital, which is she was born with it.
后天的也很难医好，先天的更难。
So in either case, this is a very difficult sickness to be healed.
几乎没有希望医好。
There's practically no chance of being healed.
如果您能够留住她一条命
，Even if you're able to keep her alive,
你要记得不要给她跑步。
Remember, don't let her run.
不要结婚生孩子。
Don't let her get married and have children.
因为跑步生孩子对心脏是有很大的负担。
Because to run and to give birth is a really big burden on the heart.
医生医不好，祷告没有功效。
The doctors cannot heal her, and prayers was useless.
有一天祷告时候，我就想起我曾经许过愿要当传道。
During one day, prayer, I remember once I vowed to God that I will become a pastor.
圣经说，许愿要还，不还神会追讨。
The Bible tells us that if we make a vow to God, we have to fulfill it, otherwise God will demand it from us.
我就想，可能神在追讨这个愿。
So I thought maybe God is demanding me to fulfill my vow.
所以我跟我的内娘讲。
I told my wife.
我承许这个愿。
I'm going to fulfill this vow.
这个孩子。烧了两年多，祷告没有功效。
I once made this vow, and my daughter, the daughter has been under fever for 2 years, and even prayer has useless.
啊，医生也医不好。
Doctors cannot do anything.
我听医生说这个病很严重。
And the doctor said this is a very serious sickness.
啊，是不是因为我许愿没有还，才祷告没有功效
？Maybe it's because I did not fulfill my vow. That's why our prayers are useless.
啊，我们要再一次祷告。
We need to pray again.
像主耶稣说，如果神在讨这个愿，我要还。
And let's tell God that if you're demanding me to fulfill this vow, then I will fulfill it.
那以这一次祷告为准，杀了烧要马上退，明天才退不算。
And we'll use this prayer as a gauge. After this prayer, if her temperature goes down, then I will fulfill my vow. We cannot wait until tomorrow.
我跟我那天讲这话说，可能神在旁边听。
When I was telling my wife about this, maybe God was listening to it.
哎，祷告完，然后摸了头，烧已经退了。
After the prayer, I felt her head and the temperature has gone down.
赶快拿体温计量，已经正常。
And I also took her temperature. She was normal.
从出生还没满月烧到那时候两年多，第一次她的烧退下来。
And ever since she was born until 2 years later, that was the very first time that she had normal temperature.
我对我的内说。
I told my wife.
我一面很快乐，一面很害怕。
On one hand, I was very joyful. The other hand, very afraid.
真的有神啊。
Truly, there is God.
太明显了。
It's so obvious.
如果追逐不还，后果怎么样？我不知道。
If I do not fulfill my vow, I don't know what the consequence will be.
所以一定要还。
So I have to fulfill my vow.
当时的学校的规定，如果你下个学期不教
，And according to the school's regulation, if you're not going to continue teaching next semester,
学期七月就结束了。
And the semester concludes in July.
所以六月底之前要提出你的辞呈。
And you have to send out your resignation by the end of June.
我按照政府的规定，六月底之前就提出这个辞呈。
So I follow the procedure by handing out the resignation by end of June.
马上批准。
And it was approved immediately.
啊，七月有暑假。
In July there's summer break.
我薪水领一半。
And I only had half month's salary.
八月暑假没有薪水。
And August is a holiday, so there's no salary.
九月就开始去读，总会读神学班。
In September, I began to my theological seminary training.
啊，那个时候是台湾神学，台湾还没有神学院的时候。
It was a time when there was no formal theological seminary in Taiwan.
训练传道人最长期的训练那一次。
And it was the longest training of ministers.
之前都是受训三个月、四个月就当传道。
Previous to that, a minister would become a minister after 3 or 4 months of training only.
最久是半年。
And the longest period was half year of training.
一年的受训。
And that very year, we had to be trained for one entire year.
历史上最长期一个训练。
And it was up until then the longest training period.
啊，以后有神学院就变成三年。
And after we had a formal theological seminary, it was 3-year training.
那这个考试有笔试，还有口试。
There is a written and oral exams.
还有讲道。
And also delivery sermons.
半个钟头之前，抽签抽题目。
And half an hour before, you would pick a certain topic.
啊，要抽什么，谁都不知道。
So no one knows exactly what they are going to
deliver. 题目抽了以后，半个钟头上台讲。
And once you pick the sermon topic, half an hour later, you had to go up to the pulpit and deliver it.
笔试通过了。
After I passed the written exam,
讲道也通过了。
And the delivery of sermon.
因为我在还没有去读神学院之前
，because before I went to the theological seminary,
也帮忙教会的讲道。
I had been helping delivering sermon at church.
那时候传道人很少。
In those days, there were very few ministers.
一个传道注目几个教会。
And one minister would have to take care of many churches.
传道不在时候，这个会讲道人啊，长老、执事啊、弟兄啊，要上台讲道。
When the minister is absent, then the elders, deacons, and others who can deliver a sermon have to fill in the spot.
啊，我也当过中老教会教员。
And I had also been a RE teacher.
啊，有一次星期天。
One Sunday,
我用一天的时间准备讲道。
I used an entire day to prepare for sermon.
我想今天晚上一定会讲得很好。
And I thought that I was going to do a spectacular job that night.
结果那天不懂主题在讲什么。
But that very night, I couldn't even understand what I was talking about.
这个给我一个经验。
This gave me a good lesson.
不要靠自己。
Do not just rely on self.
靠自己，神就让你这个讲得不太顺畅，让你晓得需要靠神。
If you depend on yourself only, then God will make it so you know that you have to turn to God.
另外一处传道人。去家庭聚会不在。
And another time, when the minister did not show up, and because he went to visit someone,
我也不晓得他不在。
I didn't know that he was absent.
聚会时间到了，有一个姐妹来找我。
And there was time of the service, and a sister came to me.
说今天传道不在。
She said, the minister is not here tonight.
你要讲道。
You had to deliver the sermon.
我说你开玩笑。
You must be joking.
现在聚会时间已经到了，你才告诉我。
It's a time for service. Now you tell me this.
我怎么准备啊?
How could I possibly prepare for it?
他没有人啊。
But there was no one.
好，我就去祷告。
I went to pray.
主耶稣啊，你要给我几节圣经，让我有圣经讲。
Lord Jesus, please give me some scripture verses so I can deliver your sermon.
祷告时候就想起了两三节圣经。
During the prayer, two, three verses came to my mind.
然后啊，唱诗找一首最长的，唱的久一点。我在唱诗时候一直翻圣经。
And during Well, I picked the very longest hymn, so I would give myself more time to prepare for a sermon.
有了几节圣经就可以开始讲。
And with this, I was able to begin my sermon.
然后讲说神又给我想起了几节，就过了一个钟头。
And in the middle of the sermon, God also inspired me for some other scripture, and it lasts for a whole hour.
哎，那一次自己感觉很满意。
I was very satisfied with that performance.
这两个一个很极端的比较。
And this is a comparison of two extremes.
准备一整天的结果不晓得在讲什么。
You prepare for one day and the whole day, and you don't know what you're talking about.
没有准备上去就讲得这么好。
But without preparation, you go up and you deliver an excellent sermon.
真的，我们叫有神。
And truly, there is God in our church.
凡事要靠神，不要靠自己聪明。
In everything, we must depend on God and do not rely on human intelligence.
靠自己聪明，有时候神不让你成功的。
If we just rely on our smart, then God will not give us success.
So, 我们学习谦卑。
We need to learn being humble.
啊，那一次呢，神学班的考试，这个讲道也通过了。
And so, during the theological seminary training, I passed my delivery.
最后一关就是笔试，这个考试。
So the very last examination is oral examination.
当时总共有15个，现在21个。
And in those days, there were 15 examiners.
啊，总负责是李简长老。
Elder Jen was the main tester.
他问我，你来读神学班，一个月给你200块，够不够？
And he asked me, when you become a minister, we're going to pay you $200 as a theological seminary student. Is that enough?
那时候我在小学当教员，一个月500块，就是这个民国是1954年哈，1954年我离开学校的时候，一个月500块的薪水。
Back in 1954, when I was still a teacher, I was getting $500 a month as a teacher.
加上这个生活用品，就是油、米、盐、煤炭，都是免费 配给给教员的。
In addition to that, we also received stipend in the form of rice, oil, salt, and these were freely given to the teachers.
那读神的班一个月两百块。
But as a seminary student, we only received $200 a month.
生活必需品配给什么都没有。
We had no stipend of any substance whatsoever.
我算一算，差不多减少了70%。
So after calculation, I think using $200 is, I've taken a big hit of 70% reduction in my salary.
他问我一个月两百块够吗？
And he asked me, is $200 enough?
我心里想还用问吗？
So in my heart, I was saying.Why do you even bother ask?
谁都知道一定不够了。
Everyone knows that it's not enough.
那时候我有三个孩子。
At that time, I had three children.
老大得三岁。
The oldest was 3 years old.
老二两岁。
Second, 2 years old.
还有出生九个月的。
The youngest was 9 months old.
老大四岁，老大四岁。我们谈算的话，四岁啊。
The eldest was 4 years old.
老二三岁。
Second, third, 3 years.
最小的九个月出生九个月。
The youngest 9 months.
两百块的生活费用扣掉十分奉献十分注意奉献剩下180块
$200 and you have to consider the tithing so what we are left is 180
但我不敢说不够用
but I dare not to say it's not enough
假如我说不够他一定说那你回家
if I reply it's not enough then they'll tell me why don't you go home
我回家没有路了
If I go home, I have no way out.
因为我已经除掉学校工作。
Because I already resigned from school.
那我就说主为预备了。
So I replied, God will provide.
我说主为预备也没有什么样的这个计划。
When I said God will reply, I really don't know what kind of planning.
也没有经济来源呢。
There is no plan for other economic income.
我的义父当医生，收入很好。
My father-in-law is a doctor, so he has a high income.
他本来可以帮助我的不够才对。
Originally, he should be able to help out for my lack.
经过了好几年。
But after many years,
才听他说。
I heard from him.
我故意不帮助你，让你回来当教员。
I intentionally didn't give you any additional money, so I can force you back to become a teacher.
因为那时候他还没有信耶稣。
Because at that time, he hasn't become a believer.
他不喜欢你又嫁给传道。
He doesn't like it, the fact that his daughter was married to a pastor. 因为
他知道当传道，这个生活是很苦的。
For he understood being a minister's life is very difficult.
所以他有能力帮助，故意不要帮助。
So even though he was financially capable, but he was unwilling to help.
但这个也是神的主意。
But I'm sure this is God's will.
因为他不帮助，所以我们要靠神。
Because he did not extend his help, so we have to turn to God for help.
神迹就来了。
And we saw miracles.
如果人的帮助太多，就没有神迹。
If there are too many human help, then you do not see God's miracle.
因为没有人的帮助，所以就有神迹。
Without human help, you see the miracle of God.
我说主会预备。
I reply, the Lord will provide.
当时一个负责人就是林崇道长老，是当时的总会负责人。
And Elder Lin, who was the board of the GA.
他听我说主会预备，他在旁边说哈利路亚，吼，讲很大声。
And when he heard my reply, the Lord will reply. The Lord will prepare. He shouted out, "Hallelujah!"
好像替我打一针强心剂
as if trying to give me a pep talk.
对我是一个鼓励
and encouragement to me.
后来神真的开路
and indeed God opened up a way for me.
我那时候家里养了13只鸡，2只公鸡，11只母鸡。
In that time, I had 13 chickens in my house.Two rooster and the rest of them are hens.
那个是白鼠羽毛的来鸿鸡哈，就是会下蛋那一种，很会下蛋那种鸡哈。
This kind of breed of chicken really can lay lots of eggs.
我去读神的班那一个月开始。
The month when I began my seminary student.
那些鸡每天生13个蛋。
And those chicken would lay 13 eggs each day.
你不以为公鸡会下蛋呢？
Don't think that even roosters will lay egg.
神要行神迹也不能太离谱啊。
For God to perform miracles, but don't ask for the impossible.
公鸡是绝对不下蛋的。
Because roosters do not lay eggs.
是里面有2只母鸡，一天下2个蛋。
But because the two hens would lay 2 eggs each day.
早上下一个蛋，傍晚再下一个蛋。
Lay 1 egg in the morning and another in the afternoon.
所以11只母鸡每天下13个蛋。
So 11 hens, but they lay 13 eggs each day.
我的那人就把这些蛋拿去卖出来的地方去换塑料，剩下的就赚的。
And my wife would sell these eggs and then get chicken feed, and the rest would become the additional income.
啊，我们那人对于塑料店老板说，我们的家属一只母鸡每天下出那个蛋。
And my wife told the chicken feed store's boss, saying that we have 11 hens, but we have 13 eggs each day.
他说不可能啊。
He said that's impossible.
差不多有88%的这个生蛋率啊，就很不错了。
If you can get 80% output out of your hens, then that's already a super excellent.
你说数一株生十三个蛋，超过100%，超过100%嘛
？If you have 11 hens and laying 13 eggs, that's over 100% production.
但看我那里好像很老实，所以他就想啊，可能是真的吧。
And by seeing how honest looking my wife is, so he thought she's probably telling the truth.
然后他说：“你这个蛋啊，品种这么好，这个鸡的品种这么好，不要当了菜蛋卖，要当了种蛋卖。种蛋是菜蛋的两三倍价钱呢。”
So he told my wife that your egg is of very good quality. Why don't you sell it at another place where it can get higher price?
但是第一个月啊还不太成熟，所以第一个月当做菜蛋卖。第二个月开始，你可以当做种蛋卖。
But the first month, the egg is not very mature, so you can only sell it for a lower price. After the second month, you can, when it becomes higher quality, you can sell it for higher price.
后来才知道，原来那些当做菜店卖的是老板要的，以后才知道是他要的了。
And so
菜店买比较便宜，他要的，以后才知道啊。
So it was later we discovered that we sold it to him at a cheaper price because he wanted those eggs for himself.
啊，以后他告诉我的那人说，你那些蛋啊，他拿去孵化。100% 的孵化率，每一个蛋都出小鸡。
And he said, and he told my wife that I took your eggs and then hatched them, 100% hatch rate.
他说这个很奇怪。
He said this is very strange.
通常这个孵化率没有那么高了，差不多80%就很好了。
Generally speaking, the hatch rate would be 80%, and that would be considered very good.
但他买那些蛋，每一个蛋都出小鸡，就100%的孵化率。
But when he bought those eggs from us, 100% of them gave birth to young chicks.
然后他替我们宣传。
And then he advertised for us.
哇，好多人到家里去要买鸡蛋。
And so many people came to our house to buy eggs.
要挂号排队。
And they have to take a number and line up.
一天才十三个。
Because there's only 13 eggs each day.
要买的每天都那么多人，都要挂号排队。
But each day there are so many people waiting to buy it, and they have to take a number and line up.
一个畸形的蛋，畸形的。
And there was a deformed egg.
一个空军来买。买蛋。
There was an Air Force person who came to buy the egg.
我那人说这个畸形啊，不要当做种蛋嘛，要当做菜蛋自己出掉。
And so, she said that since this egg is deformed, why don't you just cook it? Don't use it as a something you want to hatch.
空军说这个当做菜蛋出掉太可惜了，卖给我会接生了。
So the Air Force person said, no, it's too much of waste. I'm going to hatch it.
我那问那你怎么接生啊？
So how are you going to hatch this deformed egg?
然后小鸡要出来的时候
，He said when the young chick is about to break through,
把它抓出来
，I'm going to help it out.
它骨头都畸形的
，and the skeleton is twisted.
那刚刚出生骨头比较软，可以调整啊。
Because when it's first born, the bones are still soft enough, and you can twist.
他说这个叫接生了。
You can correct it, and this is what I plan to do.
哦，连那个他也要。
So he wanted even the deformed egg.
哇，那么这个对生活上就有帮助了。
And this became a tremendous help to our livelihood.
台湾人到了这个农历过年都会出这个年糕啊，这个萝卜糕啊，或者这个这个甜的这个年糕这样啊。
For the Taiwanese, when they're celebrating the Lunar New Year, they would also make a lot of rice cake, whether it's salt or sweet variety.
啊，有一年过年时候这个。家里就用油来煎这个年糕，叫做那个萝卜糕。
So one year we were using oil to pan fry the radish cake.
油瓶的油剩一点点。
There was only a little bit of oil inside the.
总会还没有寄生会来。
And the GA, the church hasn't sent us our salary.
家里又没有钱去买。
We have no money to buy any more oil.
啊，所以我那人对他就说这个萝卜糕啊。煎熟就好，不必煎太久，因为煎太久要用多一点油啊。
So my wife told the children that we are going to pan fry this radish cake, but only slightly, otherwise we don't have enough oil.
孩子说煎久一点比较香啊，比较好吃啊。
But the children said if you pan fry it longer, then it would taste better. It will Yeah, it would smell better.
每次要煎萝卜糕或者是炒煎鱼炒菜时候
So whenever we are going to cook the radish cake or to prepare all the dishes.
我念经的时候哈利路亚孩子在旁边说哈利路亚
So my wife would say hallelujah and my children would also cry out hallelujah.
将油做出来
And the oil and then pour out the oil.
油不晓得来源哪里了不知道
We don't know where the supply of oil came from.
每天都看差不多要完了还有
But each day, when we pour out the oil, there's still some more.
圣经来里面说以利亚有个寡妇来接待他。
The Bible records that there was a widow who took care of Elijah.
以色列国三年半旱灾没有下雨。
In Israel, there was 3.5 years of famine and without rain.
神安排以利亚去找一个寡妇。
And God arranged Elijah to go to a widow.
他捡柴回去做几个饼跟孩子吃了就等死了，因为剩下一点的油一点面粉了。
The widow was preparing to prepare the last meal for her and her children and then prepare to die.
以利亚说你尽管去做做好的饼先给我吃。
Elijah told her that go ahead and make the cake, but let me eat it first.
那我先做的脸皮真厚啊。
He really was quite bold when making this request.
我已经讲这么清楚了，我剩一点点有一点面粉，我捡起根柴回去做饼，我跟我孩子出来就等死了，你还做好先给你吃啊。
The widow already made it very plain that she only had a little bit of flour, a little bit of oil. After she makes the cake, she is going to wait for death.
先说你这么做，你的油根本用不完的啦。
And the prophet was so bold in requesting that he eats it first, but he promised her that if you do it this way, then there will be endless supply of flour and oil.
这个寡妇啊，就接待了先知啊。
So the widow listened and received the prophet.
每天都有魂来挑你这个饼来给先知吃。
Each day there was enough oil and flour.
是不是一下子神行很大神迹，让这个油啊很多很多，整个屋子都是好多空瓶都会装满油，是不是这样呢
？Was it because God suddenly performed a big miracle where the entire house suddenly become filled with lots of flour and oil？
是不是一下子面粉好像堆的山那么高的面粉山呢
？Did the flour suddenly pile up like a mountain high？
应当不是。
No.
每天都要用食物，好像没有了，还有。
But each day, as they are about to prepare the meal, even though it seems as if there's no more, but there's still some more.
你就每天靠神。
So each day, you have to rely on God.
假如一下子面粉好像山那么高。
If suddenly you find that you have a mountain pile of flour.
油好像油壶那么样的多的油一出来。
And you have rivers of oil coming at you,
你就不想靠神了。
Then you would not turn to God for help.
因为你够丰富够用了。
Because you are in abundance.
但因为每次神要用说给你一点点，然后每天都还一点点，每天都有，每天都一点点，每天都有。
But because God gives you a little bit each day, so you have it, you have enough for each day.
这个环境逼你每天要有信心靠神。
And so your environment forces you to rely on God to have faith each day.
这个神迹我在家体验了。
And this is what we have experienced in our home.
那个有一点点，每天都有。
And even though the oil is very little, but we have one each day.
不是一下子变成满瓶都有，不是这样。是那么一点点，每天又每天都有。
A little bit of oil, it did not suddenly overflow from the bottle.
等到总会钱寄来了。
And until when the church sends us the money.
有钱可以买了。
Now we have the money to purchase.
那个油就没有了。
Then the oil supply will disappear.
有一次因为总会钱还没有寄来。
Another instance, the GA hasn't sent us the salary.
家里没有钱。
We have no money.
那我的小女儿有一个铺满，里面有些零钱都放存在里面。
My younger daughter has a piggy bank.
她预备这个他们叫养猪了猪回来以后就宰他，然后去买他要的东西。
And she planned on after this piggy bank is filled, she would slaughter this piggy bank and then go buy whatever she likes.
那我的三女儿知道妹妹有这有铺满里面有好多钱。
And of course, other sisters know that she has this piggy bank with lots of money.
你的猪拿去宰，因为我们家里没有换猪了，没有米了。
And so the sister told her that.Go slaughter your pig because we have no money to buy rice.
她抱得很紧，说不要不要。
And she hugged her piggy bank very tightly and said, "No, no."
那我的三女儿说不要也不行啊，大家没有饭吃啊。
Said you have no choice because we don't have anything to eat.
就很舍不得的，好了，交给他们去宰呀，然后就有钱买米了。
So very reluctantly, she allow others to slaughter her piggy bank and then have the money to buy food.
因为这样，我的小女儿哭了三天。
And because of this, my young daughter cried for 3 days.
那些零用钱舍不得用去积的，积的差不多要为了很回来，然后要买什么东西啊？
It was her allowance, and she had tried so hard and trying to fill out this piggy bank and ready to buy something for herself.
我那个小女儿现在已经，她的孩子已经高二了，高中二年级了。
That daughter is now, she has a son who is in eighth grader.
过去几十年虽然生活不是很好过。
Even though we did not live very good life over 10 years.
但还是一天过了一天。
But still, we live day by day.
孩子还是一个一个长大。
And each one of the child grew up.
他们现在都有自己的家庭。
Now they, all of my children have formed their own family.
祝一生真的神给我太多太多恩典。
And truly, my whole life is filled with the grace of God.
那个当了传道以后。
Once I became a minister.
有一天。 不是读神的班那个书，读神的班那个书。
Excuse me, while I was still in the training as a theological seminar.
当时的神的班星期安息日没有课。
In those days, on Sabbath,
星期六安息日没有课。
On Sabbath days, there was no lessons.
星期天早上6点就有祷告会。
So on Saturday, 6 o'clock in the morning, we have morning prayer.
所以一个星期只有星期六那一天没有课。
So the whole week, it was only on Saturday that there was no classes.
当时的规定每个月一课一次回家，一回家一次。
So the regulation back then was, you can go back to your home only once a month.
星期五下午祷告会完。
After the afternoon service on Friday,
回家。
You can go home.
星期五晚上在家里。
And so you spend the night, Friday night at home.
星期六下午又回到总会。
And Saturday afternoon, you have to go back to the church.
星期天早上6点就祷告会。
Because Sunday morning, 6 o'clock, you have the morning prayer.
我第一个月回家的时候。
The first month when I went back home.
我的内人在屋主的后面清除水沟。
My wife was clearing out the ditch behind the house.
我进来，进到家里去， 她抬头看到我。
I came home, she raised her head and saw me.
就哭出来。
And she cried out.
我不敢问她哭什么。
I dare not ask her what she was crying about.
我假装没有看见，溜出去。
I pretend I didn't see her tears, so I slipped away.
我如果问她哭什么，她一定哭得更大声。
If I asked her what are you crying about, she would have cried even more bitterly.
溜出去走一走。
So I slipped away and then just took a stroll.
等一下再回来。
Came back later.
有一次。 这个神学班毕业要去东部，就花莲县实习。
Once after I graduated from the seminary, I was interning in Hualien on the east coast of Taiwan.
经过了花莲。
And we were passing by Hualien.
我的二姐在那边，因为我的二姐夫工作调到那边去，他们就全家搬到花莲。
And my second elder sister, whole family moved to Hualien.
我就去看他。
I went to visit her.
他不晓得我当了传道。
She didn't know that I had become a minister.
我说已经辞掉学业的工作。
I told her that I already resigned as a teacher.
当了传道。
And I become a minister.
这一次来东部实习要2-3个月才回家。
This time when I come here for internship, it will be 2 or 3 months later before I go home.
他就骂我。
So she rebuked me.
你没有尽父亲责任，也没有尽丈夫的责任。
You have not held up your responsibility as a father or as a husband.
怎么可以离开家两三个月才回去？
How can you leave your family for 2-3 months before you go back?
我说我信耶稣，有神看顾啊。
I said I am a believer of Jesus. God will take care of my family.
因为有神的看顾，所以我离家远一点也没有关系啦。
And because God is taking care of my family, even if I were to leave further away, it's okay.
他说你信耶稣，开口耶稣，闭口耶稣，什么都是耶稣。
And she said, after you believe in Jesus, you say Jesus this, Jesus that, and everything is Jesus.
我说我们有经验了。
I told her, we have experiences.
有一次我差不多2个月才回家。
There was once I came back home after 2 months of departure.
一进门说我的大女儿认不得我。
As I stepped in the door, my oldest daughter could not recognize me.
那个老二认得出来，对她姐姐说，那个是爸爸啦。
And the second daughter recognized me and told her, that's our father.
然后我的大伯才说爸爸啊。
And it was then my oldest daughter said, father.
还有一次我回家我的三女儿问我。
And another time when I came back home, my third daughter asked me,
爸爸你住一住来我们家要住几天。
Dad, this time when you come to our home, how long are you going to stay?
我说这个我的家。
I told her, this is my home too.
他爸爸家在台中了，这个是妈妈的家了。
So she said, no, your home is in Taizong. This is mom's house.
那时候他们还小，他以为我的家在台中。
And they were still young. They thought that my house was elsewhere.
这个时候给我一个感觉，一个感受。
And this gave me an impression.
当传了以后
after he became minister,
到处都是家，到处不是家。
Everywhere is your home, but everywhere is not your home.
到处是家，因为到了信徒家里，他都把你当一家人看待，很亲热，很照顾你，好像住你家一样。
Everywhere is your home because whenever you go somewhere, the members will treat you like their own family.
但那不是我的家。
But that's not really my family. 所以
到处都是家，到处不是家，到处不是家。
So my home is everywhere, but everywhere is not my home.
这种感觉，如果你不当传道，你很难体会。
So this is a very weird sensation. If you're not a minister, you cannot really experience this.
不过美国传道不一样。
But the U.S. ministers are different.
因为美国地方很大。
Because the United States is very broad.
所以传道人这么一个地方差不多五年吧。
So a pastor would be assigned to a certain area for about 5 years.
然后家族都住在一起。
And their family would live together.
台湾不是，他是一个传道注目几个教会。
But in Taiwan, it was different because one pastor has to take care of many churches.
以前的规定，传道一个月可以回家三天。
In the past, only the minister could go back home only 3 days a month.
现在改成数天。
Now it's changed to 4 days.
就经常都在外面。
Oftentimes they have to be traveling about.
因此我说，神要拣选传道，也拣选传道娘来配合，不然就传道这个工作都很难做下去。
This is why when God pick a minister, they also have to pick the minister's wife to complement each other.
我就觉得一个人当传道献身，等于就全家奉献。
I feel that when a person decides to devote himself as a minister, the entire family is devoted to God too.
我过去当神的院长时候
，In the past when I used to be the principal of the seminary,
开学典礼我就对那些来念神学的学生还有他的家属。
And I would tell the new theological seminary students and their family the same statements.
一个人献身，等于就全家奉献。
When a person dedicates himself, the entire family dedicates to.
就父母把儿子献给神。
The parents dedicate their son to God.
妻子把丈夫献给神。
The wife dedicate her husband to God.
儿女把爸爸献给神。
The children dedicate their father to God.
全家的奉献。
It was a sacrifice of whole family.
因为不是全家的赞同，全家的这个。帮助一个人的当传道不是这么容易。
If without the help of the entire family, it's very difficult for the minister to carry on.
所以我就觉得不是我一个人献给神而已，是连我的妻子、我的儿女都把我献给神。
So I feel that it was not myself that dedicated myself to God, but my wife, my children all dedicate me to God.
这个都因为神的爱。
This is all to the love of God.
1962年在春天。
In the spring of 1962,
我被派去嘉义跟内埔两个教会注目。
I was assigned to 嘉义 and 内埔 church.
8月15、18日是安息日。
August 18th was a Saturday.
下午聚会的时候。
And during the afternoon Sabbath service,
嘉义教会的教负责人高长老来内埔教会。
Elder Gao of Jiayi Church came to Neipu Church.
我心想他来做什么。
And I wonder, what's he doing here?
聚完他才告诉我。
After the service, he told me.
你的传道娘生病。
Your wife is sick.
什么病不知道，因为你的邻居打电话来。
I don't know what she's suffering from, but because your neighbor called us.
那邻居是我们教会的一个执事。
And that neighbor is a deacon of our church.
然后郭长老就用机车带我去嘉义火车站，搭火车回家。
Elder Gao used the motorcycle to take me to a train station for me to get home.
回家我的内人躺在床上休息，我问孩子说妈妈怎么样。
And when I got home, I asked the children how's the mother doing because she was lying in bed.
她说妈妈咳血。
And they replied that she was coughing up blood.
我就带她去看医生，叫X光。
I took her to the doctors and take x-ray.
肺部有这个 有这个病变，就是检查结果就肺结核。
And there was something wrong with her lung because it was signs of tuberculosis.
两边的肺部都有这样情况。
And it had occurred to both sides of her lungs.
啊，所以就咳血。
That's why she was coughing up blood.
我看到情况，我就想应当除掉了。
When I saw this situation, I felt it was time for me to resign myself.
因为孩子还小。
Because my children are so
small. 这种病需要有充分的休息。
And this kind of disease requires full rest.
如果我不除掉，让我的妻子啊这样照顾孩子，自己有病又不能休息，一定会恶化。
And I felt that if I do not resign myself, I cannot allow my wife to take care of all three children and cannot get proper rest.
所以我就回到嘉义去，要打包行李回来。
I went to 嘉义 and was getting ready to pack up.
嘉义教会的传道房的隔壁就是林务真长老住的地方，就是我们这里澳门教会林启摩弟兄父亲，就林长老，他们住在那里。
And right next to church, there was an elder Lin's house.
他听我来了，就去传道房看我。
And he knew that I came back, so he went to see me.
他看我在打包这个行李。
When he saw that I was packing up,
他说你在做什么
？What are you doing?
我回家就不来了。
I'm going home and not returning.
他说怎么样？为什么
？Why? What's going on?
他说你当医生，因为林仔也是医生啊。
And I told him you are a doctor.
你当医生会只有病要充分的休养。
You know that a patient who suffers from tuberculosis have to get full rest.
我怎么可以当传道？
How can I continue on
as a pastor? 我要除掉回去照顾他。
I must resign myself and go home take care of my wife.
他说不要啦。
He said, don't do that.
但他也没有什么话讲，就是说不要啦。
But he didn't have anything else to add. He just said, don't do that.
因为他不赞成，所以我也不敢强做。
Because he disagreed, so I dare not to take this action.
我向来就是有这个原则，如果要做什么事，长辈反对，我就不敢坚持。
I have this principle that generally speaking, if I'm about to do something and my elders do not approve, then I dare not to carry it out.
因为长辈比较有经验啊。
Because the elders generally have more experience.
道理也懂得比较多啊。
And they know more about life than I do.
所以我就不敢坚持。
So I dare not to insist.
有一次我要去台南布道。
Once I was going to Tainan to give evangelical service.
那我的家在湖尾。
And my home was in Hubei.
我就想顺便回去看看他怎么样。
And I wanted to swing by to see how my wife was doing.
因为他每次生病都不告诉我。
Because every time she gets sick, she would not tell me.
我问他为什么你不告诉我。
I asked her, why don't you tell me that you're sick?
他如果告诉你就跑回来。
She said, if I tell you, then you're going to come right home right
away. 你的工作就不能专心。
And you cannot focus in your job.
所以他不告诉我在家里自己祷告。
So she doesn't tell me and she prays for herself. Prays by herself at home.
因为路过我的家，所以我就进去看看。
And since I was passing by, so I went.
原来他刚好这个咳血，这个病发的咳血，在堂上休息。
And I saw that she had just she's lying in bed, recovering from coughing up blood.
当天晚上开始布道。
That night during the evangelical service.
从前传道很少，要找另外一个人代替，也不能马上就找得到。
In the past, our ministers are very few. And even if you want to find a substitute, it will take a long time.
我都告诉孩子说，我们为妈妈祷告。
I told my children, let's pray for her mother.
然后我提着行李在路上走，说一边走一边哭。
And I had my luggage with me, but I was in tears.
我不敢在病人面前哭给他看。
I dare not to shed tear in front of the patient.
因为在病人面前哭给他看啊，他一定会觉得好像自己没有希望了。
Because if you were to shed tear in front of the patient, she might think that she is hopeless.
所以我就这样提着行李在路上走，一边走一边哭。
So I had my luggage with me, but I was in tears as I walked away from my home.
每次她生病的时候就躺下来休息，因为不能动，动就咳血。
And for my wife, every time she has to break out, she coughs up blood, and she has to sit down and rest.
就拿钱叫孩子去买糖果、饼干这类东西吃。
And she would give money to the children and said, go buy yourself some cookies and candies.
有一次继续的三天这样给孩子吃零食。
So this went on for 3 days. There was once that this went on for 3 days.
那个最大女儿有一天告诉妈妈。
And so the eldest daughter told mother.
说妈妈，最后我们要饿死呢。
Mom, if we keep going like this, just eating candy and cookie, we're going to die.
但妈妈也没有什么话讲啊。
But the mother could not say anything.
有一次我禁食三天，就是九餐不吃不喝的祷告。
There was one time when I fasted for 9 straight meals.
第十五天到大同教会去布道会。
And the following day, I went to大同 church to evangelize.
当时总务者简长老也在那边。
And the board, Elder Zhang was there.
林务真长也在那边。
So was Deacon Lin, Elder Lin.
我就告诉两位长老说，我已经为了那天禁食三天了，今天第十五天了。
And I told them that I have been fasting for my wife for 3 straight days. This is the 4th day.
这一次如果再没有功效，我就辞掉传道工作。
This time, if my prayer is still unanswered, then I will going to resign myself.
他说为什么？
They asked why.
他说我每次布道会讲我们教会见证时候，我就想到我家里一个病人。
Because every time I deliver sermons, I would remember there's a patient at home.
这不是等于骗人吗？
Then am I not deceiving people?
我想我神的意思大概不要做下去了。
So I think it is probably God's will that I don't continue as the minister.
所以这一次再没有功效，我就除掉了。
So after this time, if still prayer goes unanswered, I'm going to resign.
他说你怎么可以强迫神？
He said, how can you force God?
神有神的时候啊。
God has His own time.
神的时候到了就会好了。
When God's time arrives, then she will be healed.
神的时候还没有到，你继续三天也是没有效果了。
If God's time hasn't come, then even if you fasted for 3 days, it's still useless.
所以你等神的时候啊。
You have to wait for God's time.
我想这个有道理。
So I thought this makes sense.
万事有定期。
Because there's a time for everything.
都有神的安排。
It is God will arrange.
神的时候还没有到，不要强迫神。
And since God's time isn't come yet, I cannot force him.
我们常常说祷告要迫切，又说不要强求。
We often say that we have to be urgent in our prayer, but we cannot force God.
强求跟迫切祷告差别在哪里？
What's the difference between these two?
外表上看强求跟迫切祷告没有什么差别，都是很热烈的。
On the surface, you cannot tell the difference between these two.
强求是以自己为主来祷告。
When we force it upon God, it means that we are praying from our own will.
不考虑神主意。
We do not consider God's perspective.
那个是强求。
And that is forcing God.
如果把神摆在第一位。
If we place God as first priority.
合于神主意的才要迫切祷告。
And everything that is according to God's will, then we have to pray urgently.
不合于神主意就不要祷告。
If it is not according to God's will, then don't bother with an urgent prayer.
有时候不能辨别到底合不合神主意。
Sometimes it's hard to differentiate whether it's according to God's will.
这个学主耶稣克西门的祷告。
So we need to learn from Lord Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane.
主耶稣对神说
Lord Jesus told God,
让这个杯离开我。
Please take away this bitter cup.
他不要照我的意思。
But not according to my will.
主要照你的意思。
According to your will.
如果合你的意思。
If it is according to your will.
你照这个杯离开我。
Then take away this bitter cup.
但他不敢强求。
But he dare not to force it.
他主要照你的意思。
He said, according to your will.
结果照神的意思，耶稣被钉十字架。
And according to God's will, he was nailed on the cross.
因为人的罪很重。
Because human sins are so severe.
耶稣如果没有受十字架，忍受这么痛苦，不能够满足神公义的要求。
If Jesus was not crucified on the cross and to die for the sake of the sinful people, God's righteousness cannot be fulfilled.
我向来祷告不敢强求。
And generally speaking, I dare not to force God into my prayer.
凡事尊主为大。
In everything, I would consider God to be the great.
这样主才应纳。
And only then God will please.
因为简直这么讲，我那一句也没有除掉。
And so, because of the elders' response, I dare not resign myself.
又有一次我那年这个病的时候。
Another time when my wife became very sick.
我去找我的同学。
I went to visit my classmate.
他当初在湖尾附近一个小学当校长。
And he was a principal in Huwei area.
我说想除掉传道，再一次回学校去教书。
I told him that I'm thinking about resigning as a minister and go back to teaching in school.
他说为什么？
He said, why?
你不是传道好才除了传道去当除了学校才去当传道吗？
Did you not resign yourself as a teacher and then become a minister?
我不敢说家里一个病人。
I dare not tell him that I have a sick patient at home.
我说当传道很好没有错。
I told him, yeah, it's good to be a good minister.
但常常要离家。
But often I have to leave my home.
我想需要留在家里看顾家里人。
I think it's good if I stay home to take care of my family.
他说你离学校已经这么久了。
He said you have been away from school for so long.
甚至要回来学校不那么容易了。
Even if you want to come back to teach, it's not that easy.
如果你可以迁就的话。
If you are able to accommodate yourself.
到偏僻地方好不好？
What about if I assign you to somewhere that's remote?
地方大家不想去了, 你要不要去啊?
Because in a remote area, no one wants to teach there.
Are you willing?
And once you are assigned to a remote area, then work for a while, then come back.
我说可以。
I said, yeah, that's acceptable.
好, 如果你带我去政府讲讲看。
If you can make this kind of arrangement, I will consider it.
我就回去告诉我的内人,
and I told my wife about this.
她刚好生病在床上休息,
and she was sick and lying in bed for resting.
我说我去找我的同学,
told her that I went to my old classmate.
她答应要替我介绍回去学校教书,
he agreed to introduce me so I can go back to teach in school.
她问为什么?
She asked, why are you doing this?
因为你常常生病啊,
because you're often sick.
我不能在身旁照顾你啊,
I cannot be taking care of you right next to you.
他不可以啦,
she said, no, that's unacceptable.
我生病是我跟神关系,
my sickness has to do with myself and God.
你当传的时候你跟神关系,
you being a minister is something between you and God.
你怎么会把这两件混在一起啊?
How can you commingle these two matters?
他不赞成,
and she disapproved of this decision.
我就感觉我内人心里比我更强,
and I felt that my wife's faith was much stronger than mine. Because she disapproved, I dare not force it. Because of her sickness, for three times, I wanted to resign myself from ministry. But each time, God disallowed me from doing it. And even until now that I've retired, I still continue to work at church. Her sickness dragged down for 7 years. Later, she was healed. Time's up. The better parts are behind. Let's sing hymn.
89.
Sing hymn 89.
We're going
to pray together and give thanks.
我们也为心灵、身体不平安的弟兄姐妹代祷。
Let's pray for the brothers and sisters who are suffering in body or in mind.
求主将那信心给他们心灵、身体得到平安。
May God grant them peace and peace, peace and joy in their heart.
我们也为最初的受惊的灵会代祷。
Let's also pray for the holy event this time.
让各地来的 弟兄姐妹借着这一处的受精灵会得到信心的帮助,
so that all the brothers and sisters will be uplifted during this event.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
谢谢。